Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Witchy Wellness Radio. Thank you all for following along this journey. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, and today we are having an interview and conversation with Hannah Schultz of Holistic Hannah, and we focus around functional fitness and intuitive eating. And I actually met Hannah through my health coaching school at Integrative Nutrition. She's actually just signed up to start the program, and I cannot count the number of people and beautiful souls that I've met while I was going through the program, through post-program, of really wonderful people and connections and best friends that I have to this day. And if you are thinking about a career in holistic health, in coaching, or maybe you were like me, I just went into health coaching school because I wanted to better myself. I wanted to get healthier. I wanted to learn more. Both of those are great options, great opportunities. I love IIN, Integrative Nutrition, so much that I'm part of their referral program. And if you want to learn anything else about IIN, feel free to contact me. But also head over to my website, laurenchalantani.com/IIN. And I have some more info there, a few links for you to get a free curriculum guide, but also a video to watch, kind of a trailer about IIN. And if you aren't interested and you do want to sign up, make sure you tell them that Lauren Chalantani referred you, because you won't be able to get access to the best deals and offers, usually a certain percentage off your tuition through this referral program. So again, if you are interested in learning more, head over to my website, laurenchalantani.com/IIN, and I will link all of this in the show notes. All right, back to the previous program as scheduled, the podcast interview with Hannah. Enjoy. Welcome, Hannah. I am so excited to have Hannah on today. She is also known as Holistic Hannah Online. Definitely, you want to check her out after our interview. So excited to get to interview you today.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
You are so welcome. I can't wait to dive in and kind of hear more about your healing story and your backstory. How did you get to be Holistic Hannah today?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, short story. This has been like the most recent couple of years that I've finally started to figure out myself. So I've come from a very, I guess, dark place. I was really struggling with like a lot of emotional inside work, and my diet was all over the place. Fitness did not exist in my life. Family life was a little bit rough, and I just started college and all that. So there's a lot of different factors going on, and eventually I just got so sick of feeling like crap all the time. And then I dove into self-help books, and that kind of opened my whole world to like holistic living. So I started really small. I started more so with like the diet, and I tried veganism, and that started making me feel really good. So it was a lot of like outside stuff first. And then when that started making me feel like better, I was like, okay, well, obviously there's another part of me that I still need to work on, and I'm still working on, but that's the whole mental kind of holistic side. So within this past year has really been that kind of work. So getting into meditation and yoga has really helped me a lot. And then that's what inspired me to start my own blog, Holistic Hannah, because I was feeling so good, and all my friends were noticing, like, Hannah, like, what's changed? You look so different. You act so different. And so I just want to start sharing with people because I wanted them to feel that way too. So it's more of it was a passion project, but now I'm like, okay, what can I do with this now? Because I just want to reach more people and have them realize, like, it really can be that simple. Like, it's just a mindset change.
I've noticed with me the same thing is once you start feeling better and people are like, what are you drinking? Can I have some of that? And once you right. get to this like really good place, you just want to share, and you're sharing from your heart, and you know, you want other people to find their own way too. And I think this is such a beautiful way to start a passion project that turns into a business that helps, you know, a solopreneur. So an entrepreneur yes. who's a very soulful mindset. So yes. the interview today, your big thing right now is functional fitness, but also intuitive eating. Mm-hmm. So we kind of heard a little bit behind the blog. How are you shifting that passion into both of those topics today?
So, well, the functional fitness, so my backstory was that I went through being a bikini competitor, never doing that again, never, into powerlifting and just constantly beating up my body. And on this health journey I was going through, I was like, why am I doing these things to my body that don't feel good just because people say you should? And that's when I found functional fitness. I was like, this works well for my body, doing things that make sense and going through motions that feel good to my body. And functional fitness is anything like even yoga that day. If functional fitness is like what fits your body. But also I got very into CrossFit, which incorporates a lot of those movements too. And so the way I want to work functional fitness into my blog is I really want to help my clients kind of see that it's okay to move your body in a way that feels good to you. Not doing hours on the treadmill because society says that's what works. And I really noticed a mindset change when I started doing that too, because I wasn't so much focused on the physical outside of my body anymore. I was more focused, does this feel good to me? Okay, no, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna take a rest day if I need it. And that's being functional too, rest days, going for long walks, anything like that. And then with the intuitive eating, that's a huge component. Still working on that, but I'm doing more and more like research with that. And I have been all over the place with diet. So I was vegan, paleo, low carb, high fat, all that stuff. And my digestion was suffering majorly from all of these different shifts, and I wasn't listening to my body. And that's half the reason why I wasn't digesting any kind of food, no matter what diet I was on. So these past couple of months, I started intuitive eating, not caring at all about the calories. Like, if I need more this day, I'm going to eat more that day. Like, that's the trouble I have with meal plans, because you don't know that person enough. Like, that person themselves will know exactly how much they need if they really tune in. And so intuitive eating for me is listening to those hunger cues. When I'm actually hungry, I'll eat. If it's emotional eating, I'll actually address that emotion now instead of going to that chocolate bar because I'm really sad or lonely. And that's been a huge change. And when you start intuitive eating, the weight just kind of falls where it needs to. And that reduces stress again. And stress is like a huge component to your well-being and weight loss, if that's what you want. But again, the intuitive eating for like my business, I want to work with clients on learning how to listen to their body. So working out and eating, that those are both key components. And we have the right to listen to our own bodies and not someone else, because they have no idea what's going on through us.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love this these two topics of functional fitness and intuitive eating, because they're pretty, on the outside, pretty basic health concepts that people are like, I need to eat well, I need to work out, I need to move my body. Like, that's pretty like generic health 101. But the way that you're approaching this is very like intuitively based for both. And I found through deepening my own functional fitness, that deepens your sense of intuition. So the two really, I think, go hand in hand, and like really being able to listen and discern what voice is really coming up. Is that yeah. really, are you trying to convince yourself you need that chocolate? Or like yes. you said, can we work through what's really coming up? So I think those, like, they pair so well together. So you kind of touched on what functional fitness means, but could you kind of tell us how you go from a normal working out, like lifting and like treadmill and trying to burn all these calories, into implementing more functional fitness into your life, or like how you would work with a client?
Yes, yes. Okay, so I'll kind of use me as an example. So I went from doing a strict bodybuilding split, so doing lower body one day, upper body the next day, doing cardio because I was supposed to, and one, I got really bored, and two, I wasn't seeing the results I wanted anymore. And so in order to make the shift, some days you're going to have more energy, especially as females, like our hormones, I mean, kind of dictate our energy levels. And that's another reason why you have to listen to your body. So to make the shift, look outside the standard protocol of working out. You know, most people think working out is, again, just lifting or cardio. But really, there's so much more out there. There's Pilates, yoga, CrossFit. Getting involved with classes in the community and just being there, getting your body moving, is how you can start turning into functional fitness. It's fitting your life. It's not fitting society's expectations, like I said before. And so the way I did it is I slowly transitioned to taking more classes at CrossFit. And then on days that I really just wanted to be by myself and move my body, I would go back to doing some weightlifting because I wanted to strengthen my body, not because I wanted to shape my body. I just wanted to feel strong. And so the mindset shift is I want to lose 10 pounds to I want to feel strong. I want to feel energized. So that's like the huge thing that I want my clients to see. And doing like weekly journals with them, like, how did you feel that day after the workout? Did you feel accomplished, or were you beating yourself up still after being there for like 2 hours? You still weren't satisfied. That's something we have to address.
I love the journaling part too, because that really, when you can be more an observer of what's going on, and you're able to kind of catch yourself in these repetitive patterns and these negative, toxic things too.
Yes.
But also you can start seeing yourself feeling better. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my clients are the people who, like what you mentioned with yourself, it's like, I've been at the gym for 2 hours trying to burn all these calories. I feel like it's never going to be enough, you know, just kind of addicted to that mindset of like, I need to lose these 10 pounds, or I need to stay skinny, or else X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's hard to break that. But on the other side, I know I've been there too, for sure. And I just, you know, going to the gym day in, day out, not having fun. Biggest thing is I felt strong. I liked lifting. I was not by any means bikini competition model ready, but I did it because I had to. And then, but before that, mm-hmm. for years, I had the intention of working out. I was eating healthy, completely, pretty much completely vegan, almost raw, no processed sugar, like no alcohol. Mm-hmm. I was like, on my high horse of eating, you know, it's like,
yes, yes,
but I didn't work out. The weight, like you said, fell off, mm-hmm. but I just couldn't get off the couch because I was stuck in this pattern of not working out. So what would you say from a functional fitness standpoint, from that point of view, you know, you're just kind of starting your journey. You're not in that addicted mindset of working out yet, but you know that you want to move your body more.
So the biggest problem I see with clients is sticking kind of to a plan or routine. When they don't have like a exact protocol to follow, they struggle. And so when you're first starting off, you're going to feel like, am I doing enough? Like, you know, should I take this rest? Like, I am really tired, but I should go work out. And so it's really important to, when you're working out, to be there present and listening to yourself and your body. Like, if this isn't feeling good, I can leave and it's okay. And this is when you're able to finally learn what makes you happy outside of the gym and inside. So for me, I learned I love being part of a community. And so now I know, if in order for this fitness functional fitness to be a lifestyle, I have to be involved with some kind of community to keep me coming back. And I realized I'm more excited to be there now because I know like I have people there to just enjoy my time. It's not more of like a, like, I don't feel like I'm working. Like I'm working to burn these calories. It's just like, I'm having fun and I'm reducing stress and this is great. And then other days when you just want to, you know, be by yourself and that's okay and doing your own workouts. But I always suggest to clients, like, you need to switch it up constantly, especially if you want to see results. I do a lot of things throughout my week. I do weightlifting. I do HIIT, high intensity interval training. Excellent. Especially if you want a quick workout. I'll go for a hike if I really just need to, like, let loose and ease my mind, get out of the gym, which is really important too. And then I'm really getting into Pilates. So it kind of opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you when you become more open-minded to fitness. For me, that took me taking my certificate to learn so much more. And so just taking that initiative in your own journey, so educating yourself on different types of exercises are really going to help you. And that's kind of what I want to do for my clients. Down the road, ideally, I want to create some kind of functional training guide for them because it is overwhelming. Like, you want some kind of example. Like, it's a very broad term. So when you hear it, it's like, what is that? Like, I have no idea. But really, it's anything that involves moving your body that you would do day-to-day life. So like squatting. I mean, everyone squats. You sit down on the chair, right? Deadlifts, you go and you pick things off. And then just like very dynamic moves. So jumping jacks, pull-ups, like bodyweight exercises, functional fitness. Excellent for you to do.
Yeah, that is quite the broad term. But it's like you said, everyday movements that you would do. For me, I would like to touch on yoga. This term is like pushing your edge or going to your edge of pushing yourself enough to where you find like, you know, you're shaky or like your muscles are moving. But there's two different kinds of pain in my mind. You know, there's like an ache where I'm at my edge where I can feel my muscles like tightening and growing. And then there's like the sharp acute pain where I know where I have weaknesses in my body that I need to hold off. So with functional fitness, which yoga is part of all of that, can you kind of touch on like going to your edge? You know, some days you are tired and you want to go for more of a walk, but how do you tell when you need to push and when you're in the workout, how far do you tune in and how far do you push?
Got it. Okay. So yes, that's the hard part. I think people are struggling with because again, they don't want to feel like they're not doing enough. And so my background, I came from a powerlifting background. So I was lifting heavy, heavy weight on days that I did not want to lift heavy, heavy weight. So, and I've had injuries from that. So I know kind of my stopping point, but also I've been to some CrossFit classes that really pushed me. So honestly, in order to know like how to go at it and be honest with yourself, like could I do a couple more reps? Yes, I really could. And it's honestly, if you want something, like you will push through it. And obviously there's a burnout feeling, but there's also a, this really sucks right now, but I'm going to feel amazing after, and doing that for yourself. And so those days that you're kind of in between, like I could do a rest day or I could really do this fun, like HIIT workout. And that's when you get honest with yourself again and you dive in and you're like, well, like how was I feeling the rest of the week? How have my energy levels been? Am I seeing results? Am I making excuses right now? And sometimes you just have to put one foot in the other and get to the gym. And I have those days where I walk in not really feeling like anything. I start my workout and I leave feeling like, wow, I did not expect that. You just have to go through the motions at times. Because, I mean, in today's world, we are sitting for long periods of time during the day. So going from like static movement to intense is intimidating. So it's just take your time going through the warm-up. Feel your body out, like, does heavy lifting sound good today? Like, let me try it out. And then set goals. Goals are huge, especially what I want to do with clients. Because if you don't have a goal, you don't really have a purpose. So yes, I'm really stressing like the importance of going inside and how you feel, but having those physical outside goals are excellent to have too. And I'm not just meaning like weight loss or like how you look, but like I want to hit 225 on the squat, which is a lot, I know. Or I want to run a mile in 12 minutes, something like that.
So with this discernment of when to push and not to push and what to do, I find, and I'm you touched on it earlier, presence during your working out, during your life, during intuitive eating, what you need to feed and nourish your body with. Can you touch on kind of those three areas of how presence working out, outside, off the mat, off yoga mat, off the gym, and then intuitive eating, how that really, those all cultivate presence in your life?
Yes. Okay. So basically for a while, I felt very out of tune with my body, especially when I was training for the bikini competition. I was just going through the motions. I go into the gym and I do push myself and make sure that I am getting a workout in, but I stop when I feel good. I don't continue until I feel like I'm dying, like death, like, oh my gosh, like I don't ever leave the gym feeling drained. I leave feeling energized. And then, so before, when I wanted to plan my meals around my workouts, it had to be a certain food. It had to be a certain amount, regardless of how hungry I was. And now it's more, you know, right after workout, I'm not that hungry. I might have to wait like a half hour or 40 minutes, and that's okay. And then I give my body what it's really craving. So that might be a smoothie that day. That might be some roasted veggies and some fish or something like that. But it's just, if you want it to be maintainable, having these strict guidelines do not allow flexibility in your life to live your life. And that takes away so much presence in your life because you're constantly thinking about, oh, I have to have this next meal in like 2 hours. It has to be this amount of calories. And then that's all you're thinking about throughout the whole day. Or I have to go to the gym at this time for this long, do this workout, blah, blah, blah. And so that takes you away from this moment right now. Like me having this conversation with you, like I'm able to be fully present because this is what I'm doing right now. And that's, you know, my meal that I'll have who knows when. It'll be okay because I'll show up when I'm hungry and I'll have what sounds good. So that's kind of how it works into my life right now with being present.
That's beautifully said, because a lot of people, when they try to be more present, you know, you incorporate things like meditation. A lot of people get really scared at that idea because when they sit down, they can't be present. Like you said, you're thinking about, I got to do this in 2 hours. I got to be here. Or you are stuck in the past. You're, you know, your ex pops into your head, or that thing that you said yesterday that you shouldn't have said. And I like to think of it as like being in the present is like focusing all your energy to right now. Like you said, you're able to fully be here and talk to me, and that's what you're doing. But when you send your energy or thoughts in the future or in the past, you're kind of sending out all that energy. So it takes a lot out of you to try to come back and to the center. So when you are able to let go of those, and this is a big scary word for people, surrender into and trust the present moment, because you know you have to control every single little thing. That's how I like to think of the present moment, is letting go of the past, the future, and surrendering to like what's happening right now. So yeah, I think that's it. The being present in life and working out and intuitive eating are all great tools. And you touched on journaling with clients and how you really can become more of an observer of what's going on in your body and what it's telling you. But are there any other tools you can tell people, to be more present and really be able to discern outside the gym and inside the gym and their eating, kind of that help promote this healing process?
Yes. So, well, to go off kind of the intuitive eating a little bit, I always tell people take 3 deep breaths before any meal and decide what you truly want before you engulf in that meal. And also eat without distractions, because this is huge too. If you're not realizing what you're eating, like your body's not going to register that. And then you're going to be craving something else after that meal too. And also just in general, for me, I am all over the place. I'm a very busy person. And so are you. So you understand this. So you want to go, do all these things. And it's just honoring like your time. Like you deserve some downtime to just breathe and maybe meditate or just, I don't know, do something that feels good to you. It doesn't have to be something that will get you somewhere else. You know, just doing something for fun or what you truly enjoy, reading a book that's not educational, because we all know I love my self-help books, but I really think it's good for you to just do what makes you happy every day, doing something. And that's what I tell people too. Like, what is the point of going through every day if you're not doing something that makes you happy every day? Because in reality, you don't know what's going to happen next. So why not enjoy the present moment instead of dwelling on that past guilt of eating that certain food or not getting that workout in, or the fear of what's to come. Am I going to gain this weight? Am I not doing enough? And instead, just being here, enjoying who's around, enjoying any situation that's going on, making the best of any situation, which is huge for me right now, especially when you're dealing with difficult times. And I still struggle all the time with that, is kind of surrendering to what's going on and, again, making the most of any crappy situation, whether that be a breakup or stressful college or trying to start a new job, anything like that. It's about tuning into your body, and if it doesn't feel good, then you can change it. It's all about your mindset. And the way you look at something is going to kind of dictate how your body feels. So if I'm feeling very stressed out that day, my gut, I get bloated to no other, because that's where you digest all your feelings. So for the longest time, I had no idea why I was bloated all the time. And I remember talking to you about this a couple months ago. And what you said is like, you're not digesting your emotions, Hannah. And that stuck with me for like until now too, because it's so true. Your body knows so much more than you let on, because your subconscious mind is like, I really know what's going on, but you're not letting it be right now, Hannah. Like, I'm going to show you all these different symptoms through my body right now because you're not listening. And that's the really key component. Like, if you're dealing with something that's really stressful, like, your body's going to let you know. And that's what I want clients to be aware of, is doing kind of like a body scan. Whether that's in the morning or at night, middle of the day. But I really like to just take some time, again, those deep breaths, and then resting your hand on your stomach and feeling those breaths too, because that really helps center yourself. Anything that helps ground you, walking outside barefoot is awesome too. And essential oils really bring you back to the present, because, I mean, who doesn't love essential oils? And lavender if you're stressed, of course. And I mean, journaling is huge for me. Always has been. That's what's helped me make so many breakthroughs. And talking to a friend out loud also helps, especially talking to clients. When I get them to say things out loud, it's like epiphanies happen. And they say things that they never were aware of. And it's like, yes, please let this out, because if you're holding this in, it's just going to do so much more to your body than you want. That's some additional things to be mindful of.
Which are all wonderful. And I love that you shared all those tips, because I implement, especially the oils. Everybody knows I'm an oil lady. all of those things, like we touched before, center you into the present moment. And then that's when you can do the deep work. That's when you can find joy. And the biggest shift for me, I mean, when I started eating healthy, it was like, I didn't like my body. I didn't like myself. I needed to eat healthy because I was self-conscious. I hated my body. And I didn't really get into the mindset part until I was brought into situations and relationships, but also through working out. I found that is the easiest way to really figure out what's going on subconsciously. You know, when you start doing something hard, when you start sweating, when you start moving your body in different ways it's not used to, ooh, it can get dark. It can get toxic. Yes. And you're like, I was so like flabbergasted at the fact, like the things that I was saying to myself, like, you're never going to be enough. Oh, don't even try. Like, you know, that's probably the PG. Like, there were some very explicit, like, things that were like,
oh my gosh, yes.
Ah! So, I don't know if you want to touch on that, is like kind of in the moment, how do you experience that? How would you help clients? We kind of touched a little bit on the food thing and emotions, but mm-hmm. how specifically during working out and functional fitness would you address that?
So yes, this has been huge for me, especially with my past fitness journey. It went from very, a bikini competitor, you're literally going up on stage to be judged on how you look. So you can imagine the thoughts I was having every day. I'm not good enough. You're not worthy. Oh my gosh, you're so fat. Like, your legs are so big, blah, blah, blah. Picking out every single little thing. And I wasn't looking at the things that make me. Like, I wasn't appreciating what my body was doing. I was just beating it up every day. And so that wears on you so much mentally. And then, I mean, I hear this all the time, just going to the gym, from other girls too, like friends talking to each other, like, oh my gosh, I'm so fat today, I need to go do this just because, like, I, you know, and it's just this constant, there's so much lack of self-love that goes on, I feel like, with the fitness industry, and they're just trying to fit this perfect mold, but in reality, what is the perfect mold? There is no ideal body shape, really. I mean, the ideal body shape is your own. And so what changed for me is when I went to the gym and I started having those thoughts, I was like, what am I doing to myself? Like, why am I truly here? I'm here to just feel good. I'm not trying to please anybody with my body. And in reality, everyone else doesn't notice what you're noticing. Like, that little pinch of fat that you're so obsessed about, like, no one even cares, honestly. Like, in reality, there's so many bigger issues out there than that 1 pound of water weight that you gained in a day. And that's another thing I don't do anymore. I don't weigh myself. I go about how my clothes feel that day. If I notice they're getting a little snug, I'm like, all right, Hannah, like, let's ease up on those gluten-free vegan cookies a little bit. But other than that, it's like, I appreciate my body so much more now, especially with my past health issues and current issues with hormones. I just know now that it's not worth it. It's the way we talk to our bodies is so sad these days. And I really do think the self-love movement is becoming huge now, and we are becoming more aware of it. But then you scroll through Instagram and you see all these fitness models, which in reality, we all know they're edited, but we still compare ourselves. And it's like, why am I doing this? And so, I mean, it's at least once a week it happens to me. I have these thoughts, and I know that I am not able to be present at all in the gym when I'm focused on that weight or that pinch of flab or whatever, because it takes away from the whole experience. And so in order to get away from that, you really have to, again, be excited about the workout you're about to do. And some days it's easier than others. But also getting involved with a community or friends that build yourself up, not being around kind of that toxic talk. And I mean, I've had friends in the past that I'm no longer friends with because they did bring me down too. And sometimes I wasn't beating myself up until I heard them talk about themselves. And then I was like, oh yeah, like, I have this wrong with me too. Like, oh my gosh, look at this. Oh my God, I didn't even notice this. And blah, 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 it goes on. And it's just so draining. In reality, we are beautiful people doing amazing things in our bodies, especially women. Like, we have so much to offer. Like, our bodies are amazing. They do so many things. And part of the reason I think I'm struggling hormonally is because I wasn't honoring that for the longest time. I wasn't honoring being a woman. I was doing all this hard work and trying to fit, like, the definition of fitness. And it's just, that's not a thing. There's no right body. And I can't stress it enough to my clients, like, learning to accept your body is when your mind shift is going to change. And again, like, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not going to be like it just clicks. I mean, for me, it's constantly doing the work. And I can't stress it enough, just honoring your body. That's all I have to say about it.
Realizing that, just like, obviously, like you said, friends and relationships that are toxic, that are bringing you down. But like, just kind of my intro into like fitness and people's perceptions is like you said, it's very outside of yourself. Like, you find your worth from what you look like or like what you do. And at the gym, I feel like we're going to get a little woo here on this topic. I had stopped going to the gym for a while, and I was going through like a really hard time, and I was really taking care of myself emotionally, and went back into the gym. And I felt like I was getting hit with all of these people's different like energies, like they're yes. like not enough, and like no one said anything, no one was looking at me, but I was like getting slapped in the face, and I was like, what is this? What's going on here? Because I never experienced that before. So I love like what you're doing and what you're passionate about is bringing that mindfulness, bringing that value, that enoughness, that self-love inside yourself. But a lot of spiritual people, I don't know, maybe it's a misconception, but I sometimes feel like very spiritual people almost belittle the body, or like it's just a flesh container. Mm-hmm. For me, I really love to view it as, you know, it's the most spiritual thing about me. It's containing me. It's containing my soul, and I have to respect that. And, you know, I have to move my body. I have to feed it well. I can't just only, you know, be spiritual. You have to be holistic, holistic Hannah here, every different yes. area, bring it into taking care of yourself. And I'll, a lot of people view fitness as like, well, I don't have time to do that gym every single day, or I don't want to do that. And you don't have to. I don't think people realize it's not all or nothing. And like you said, something yes. you're working on, and I think we all are, especially as women, is honoring that, because we have in ourselves, in our DNA, this concept of like cycles. You know, we are, if we didn't have any artificial light, we would all be synced up to the moon cycle. So our moon cycle or our menstrual cycle, we are always honoring the time to rest and the time to go and do, and this balance, this dance with this feminine and masculine energy. And like when I'm on my period, I feel like I consider napping to be my exercise sometimes. You know, the yeah. more that I honor this cycle, the less it takes out of me. But I know that when I rest during these times, because that's the most physical thing your body does all month in terms of like internally, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of resources. And that's when you really should be eating your healthiest. It's hard sometimes emotionally, because your body is doing a lot internally to really let go and cleanse. That when you rest during those periods, I think of it almost as like a rubber band. Like I'm pulling it back, gaining more energy by resting. And then when I'm able to start sipping out of that, it like flings me forward. And then I come back every month and I get fun, you know, and this is this healthy cycle of time and energy that I think we all need to realize that everything's flowing. It's not go, go, go all the time. So, I mean, intuitive eating and functional fitness are both really broad topics, and you've mentioned so many great modalities and tips and tools and things to do to promote balance in all those areas, but sometimes it can be very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So what are your tips, how to start with fitness, with intuitive eating, that's you stay present and that it's not overwhelming, because you want something you can continue to do?
Yes. So this is, we'll start with the functional fitness. So the way I kind of go about it is I find a few select people on Instagram or social media, whatever, podcasts. And I really like their viewpoints on exercise. And I kind of look at what they do. I try it out. It doesn't feel good. I'll try something else. But for functional fitness, starting basic with just, I mean, if you look up functional fitness, it's going to show you very basic exercises like push-ups, pull-ups, anything like that. So starting with basic strengthening moves, maybe 3 times a week, doing strengthening sessions are great for your body. And then filling those other days with whatever you want to do. So for me right now, I do 4 days total of like really in the gym. So typically 2 of those days are like a full body HIIT kind of style. And then the other 2 days are more of like a CrossFit. So I'll either like squat, I'll bench, deadlift, anything like that. And then I'll do some accessory work because I really think it's important for women to strengthen at the same time. I mean, we do have fragile bodies, but we can also be so strong, and it's so beneficial for just our health in general. So starting with a very basic plan and writing it out, maybe Sunday night. So I want to do this that day, that day. And being flexible, like maybe that day comes and you really feel like doing your Wednesday plan instead of your Tuesday plan and just flip-flopping. But regardless, you're getting in those workouts that week. And so I would say someone who's really beginning out, start 3 to 4 sessions a week. And they don't have to be longer than an hour. I typically stay there for an hour and a half. And that wouldn't, the hour and a half would include like maybe a yoga session at the end, stretching. And so I don't want people to get overwhelmed thinking I have to do all these different workouts. I mean, if you find one that you really, really like, just stick with that. Like, that's okay. I know I say I do a lot, like Pilates, blah, 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 and all that stuff. But really, if you're just a yogi and that's all you want to do, okay, that's fine. You're moving your body and it feels great. But don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone and find that group of friends that really push you too. I know a lot of my friends now are very into health and wellness too. So we share kind of what works for us. So I would say when you're getting started on this journey, be open, like voice what you're doing. And I feel like that really motivates you to keep going. So when I started Holistic Hannah, that was just me talking about what I'm doing, keeping myself accountable. I did this workout this day and shared it with others. And I guess getting encouragement from others is really going to help you too. So don't be quiet about like this new goal because you might have failed other goals in the past, but this one is so much more maintainable because in reality, it's a plan that fits you. It's not a plan that you're trying to fit. And so that's my perspective on functional fitness. Just take it day by day. If you feel like you didn't do enough the day before, get honest with yourself and push yourself this day, but don't dwell on what happened yesterday. You know, there's always another day to get that workout in. And if you took a rest day and you're like, wow, I really could have done something today, that's okay. Again, there's another day to do it. And sometimes getting a buddy, going to the gym, that helps a lot too. I know when I started lifting a couple years ago, me and my friend went together because it is intimidating getting in the gym, especially as a female. So, but it's also becoming more popular, which makes me happy, you know, strength and all that. So yes, make a plan the week before. Be honest with yourself what you can and can't do. Get out of your comfort zone. Try different classes. Find a workout buddy. And voice your opinion. Okay, so that's functional fitness. Intuitive eating, I get a lot of questions about what do I eat? What diet do I follow? What foods? How much? Blah, blah, blah. And even me, I find myself like struggling with this still, like, should I eat this way now? Or because it's just sometimes for me, it's fun experimenting, like how I'll feel on this, whatever. But for a lot of people, it's just they're drawn to this diet because it's promising weight loss and it's promising a quick fix. And if they have this set plan, the strict rules, they know what to do. But really, it's any diet you look at, majority of them, their base is whole foods. So to start off with, just plan on getting like every meal some kind of veggie in. Or I always say half your plate, have it be veggies. it's really that simple. And then fixing whatever else you want in that meal, go for it. I always tell my clients some kind of healthy fat, some kind of veggie or fiber. So that could be fruit. Don't fear fruit. And then a source of protein. So that could be fish, that could be chicken, that could be beans, whatever sounds good to you. And then having that be your meal and sitting down, taking that deep breath, mindfully chewing your food. I know a lot of people don't chew their food enough. So by the time they finish their food, they overate because they're eating so fast. So yeah, taking time to eat longer meals if you can, and trying not to eat on the go so much, especially with like packaged foods. So intuitive eating, it's all about, again, present with the food. And going back to basics, you don't need that fancy vegan cookie. You can just have that apple that day. Like, it's okay. You don't have to follow this plan and get this certain amount of calories. Like, don't freak out if it's your resources aren't here. Like, I'm always traveling. And so for me, I just find the closest grocery store and buy veggies. Like, that's always my foundation. And I think a lot of people are lacking in that area. So with intuitive eating, when you start to eat more of the foods that are really going to nurture your body, it's so much easier to listen to those hunger cues because you're not having these high sugary foods messing with your hunger cues and those cravings. So the more basic you can get with your day-to-day meals, the easier it's going to be to listen to the fullness, the cravings, the hunger, everything like that. And also being okay to have a treat here and there. I don't do cheat days anymore. I used to be a hardcore cheat day person back when I did the bikini competition. And I feel like that creates such a restrictive mindset throughout the rest of the week. And then crap and cycle. And I was just so sick of that. So now it's like, if I'm out with friends and that cupcake looks really good, I'll have a couple bites until I'm satisfied. You don't have to scarf down the whole cake because you'll get it again some other time if you really want it. Like, that's the mindset shift you need to go to. It's, you're living in abundance with food. It's always there when you need it. So just be calm. Like, it's going to be okay. Eat enough for right now and then move on with your day. You don't have to shovel it all in because fear of not having enough later. That's my intuitive eating, kind of how to start with that. So I know grocery lists help a lot. I eat a lot of the same things throughout the week, so my meal planning is really easy. If meal prepping helps you, that's good too. I kind of like fresh when I can. And then having that list, foundation should just be vegetables and fruits and just whole foods, stuff like that, grains if you want, rice, oatmeal. And then having prepped kind of meals, like cut up veggies or an apple here and there with you wherever you go. Because when you start to intuitively eat, you're not going to really know the exact time you're going to be hungry. Like, I used to eat by the clock, even if I wasn't hungry. And now, like, if I'm out and about and it's 3 o'clock, but I wasn't really hungry that day, so I didn't have lunch yet. And now I'm like ravenous hungry, but I don't want that fast food. I have that apple in my purse. I'm like, oh, good to go. Good thing I thought ahead. But especially when you're beginning, like, you're just going to have to go through trial and error. You're going to have those hangry days where you're like, gosh, why didn't I bring this? And then there's going to be other days where like, wow, I really didn't eat that much, but oh yeah, I really didn't move that much either. And that's why a meal plan is really not going to work for you, because they don't know your day-to-day living and you do. So this is really going to help learn how your body works. For me, now I know I really like to start my mornings with a lighter breakfast, maybe like a smoothie, because it's just easier to digest. But then as I go out throughout the day, I really love having a satisfying dinner and having my like sweet potato, healthy fat, all that fills me up at night and helps me sleep. But for someone else, their digestion in the morning is like, oh my gosh, I need to eat everything. So they have a big breakfast. But it's going to take trial and error. And food journals are huge. I do with clients. I don't have them ever do like exact amounts or calories, but I have them write down the food they ate after the meal and how they felt during the meal. And then kind of like, you can write down times to next to the meal you had to kind of see a pattern. You can be prepared for when hunger strikes typically, but other than that, it's definitely a trial and error and just sticking to basics, whole foods, get your water, herbal teas if you want it. It doesn't have to be so complicated.
I totally agree. Just focusing on fresh food and what you like to eat fresh food wise. I mean, that's really it. And like everybody's digestion is different. Like you said, for years, I ate a green smoothie every single morning for like 3+ years. And I loved it. And then like about a year and a half ago, I just was like, nope, can't do this anymore. I just was tired of it. So
yeah,
I like struggled, but I had to find other options. I was like craving a heavier breakfast in the morning. I was eating, I'd get like a paleo granola, which is mostly like nut based with like fruit, and then like vegan yogurt. I just like was craving something heavier, but now I'm back on that smoothie train again, pretty much. It's like you said, the lighter digestion in the morning. And it's different for every person. I do really well with my biggest meal is lunch, which is crazy. Because a lot of people are like,
it makes sense.
They might get tired. But for me, my digestion peaks then. And I try to eat a small dinner when I get home. But I find for my digestion, it needs at least 12 hours. 15 is better fasting between dinner and breakfast. Because it needs that time to really just like digest, literally do its job, just digest. Because when you keep adding in, even though it's healthy, even though you're not eating that much and you're listening, it just keeps compiling. And when, you know, I had lifelong digestion issues of like bloating, like you said, constipation, which messes with your mood.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oof. I mean, nobody's happy with their constipated and gassy. No one. So I really was like, I have to, you know, me feeling better is worth, you know, sticking to this diet thing and like worth fasting. And I know that's one of the trendier diets, intermittent fasting. Yeah. I'm not like hardcore about it. I just know that my digestion is better when I do that. And like, I don't really fast because I'll drink my matcha or tea in the morning other than water. And that's not technically fasting, but my body's just happy and it might change and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I love what you said with the dessert and taking a few bites and you don't, there is an abundance of food. There always will be. And that's the point, people. There's an abundance of everything. There's an abundance of love. There's an abundance of money, food. And it's just that mindset. And I think the dessert and like growing up, like you have to clean your plate in order to leave the table. Whew, I know our parents were just doing what they thought was best. And that's totally fine. But learning more about intuitive eating, you realize, man, that's some self-destructive behavior. Mm-hmm. That sets you, like you said, sets your mind up for this lack rather than like they're trusting in the abundance of food. There will always be more food when you need it. And if you don't need it right now, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And how I live my entire life, and especially wellness and diet and fitness, is this thing the most fun thing that I can do next? And especially with eating, just really focusing, and I challenge everybody to try this with chewing your food properly, but also like taking a bite. And even if it's your most favorite meal in the world, if that next bite isn't the most fun thing that you can feel that you're getting full, you don't need it, then take a step back, like you said. And that's that awareness and the discernment. And it's sometimes hard when you're mindless and you're like, my bad thing is I'm okay with sweets, but with like pasta and carbs, like watch out, watch out. I will just like slam it. staying present with the things that you love and 80% rule, you know, I'm sure you,
yes,
that's, you practice that too, is eat until you're 80% full and then you're done. I wanted to touch, we kind of touched on this, but I wanted to kind of specifically dive into this topic of the difference. It's this abundance lack mindset with the fitness and the body thing. So the difference between being strong, flexible, fit, and like really loving yourself versus the needing to lose the weight or be skinny or looking for this quick fix, or thing I hate is when people say like bikini body ready. You have a body. You can put a bikini on. It's ready. Just talk, going further into that abundance lack mindset with your body and fitness and eating too, if you want to touch on it.
So this has been so present in my life, this kind of shift. I mean, I am a perfect example because before, every summer, I was like, oh gosh, here it comes. I have to do all of this. And I was always living in fear of not being good enough and feeling like I wasn't doing enough. And in turn, like, that just left me emotionally drained every day. And compared to now, it's summer, and I haven't thought once about doing anything extra in the gym to fit a certain bikini. Like, it just, again, like you said, like, you have a body, put a bikini on it and rock it. Like, feel confident. And so I feel like, I mean, this is kind of associates with food too, is you become restrictive with calories. So when you do have something, like, you have fear that you won't have it again, so you go all in with it. And the same thing with fitness is, you know, you lose those 10 pounds, so you have to keep doing that or else, like, it's going to come back kind of thing. And it just, that's not how it works. Like, your metabolism is going to slow down. Your body is just going to start shutting down. Compared to if you were following a routine that feels good to your body, feeling energetic, falls into where it wants. I can walk around feeling confident because I wasn't beating my body up that day. But before then, I was always just angry walking around. Like, I might fit into that crop top, but I didn't care what anyone said, like compliments or whatever. I still felt like, no, like, you're wrong. Like, it's not good enough. And it just, it's so sad, but I feel like, I don't know. I have definitely come a long way, but that took a lot of inner work. And I mean, really, it's, I guess sharing this with other females, like, really helps empower you to make that shift. Because I thought I was the only one with those thoughts for the longest time. And when I started sharing and being vulnerable, that's when it kind of clicked. Like, oh, everyone else is on the beach thinking the same thing. Like, probably worrying about sitting down because they don't want to have that extra flab. But in reality, if you feel confident, you're going to radiate confidence. And that's the difference. It's your energy changes and people notice that. Before, like, I was stuck in my little shell, scared to show, like, my body because I was scared to show my inside, like, what I was truly feeling. But now, the more I want to show people, like, my true self, the more I'm just like, okay, yeah, let's go to the beach. This is fun. Because I don't know, like, the more confidence you have, like, fake it till you make it, honestly. For a while, like, I had to do that. And I forced myself to get out of my comfort zone. And I started saying yes to so many more opportunities that before I would have neglected because I didn't want to eat out or go off that meal plan. I didn't want to miss that workout because I would gain the weight, blah, blah, blah. But now, it's like, I'm having fun, I'm maintaining weight, I'm eating foods that I love because I'm just saying yes, I'm radiating confidence, positive energy. It's just, it takes a lot of time. It's taking me 5 years to put anyone in perspective who's listening to this, who's beginning. Like, it's okay if you're not, like, there yet, but my honestly, my advice to you is just to keep going. And you're going to fall down and you're going to get back up and a million times. And I still fall probably every day. I'm a hot mess. But that's just life and it's beautiful. It should be appreciated. It shouldn't be living in constant fear of such superficial problems. I mean, in reality, like I said before, there are bigger problems out there. And being thankful and practicing gratitude, I'm grateful that I have this body that I can go to the beach and lay out and just soak up the sun versus, oh my gosh, like I'm not good enough, blah, blah, blah. So it's just a huge mindset change and patience with it all and just loving yourself through it.
I think that's important to realize is when you really go through mind shifts like this with your fitness, wellness, relationships, money, career, wherever you're working on. I think, this is a plug for both of us, but all the coaches out there, it's really important to have a community, a coach, support system that gets it and that can help walk you with you. They're going to do it for you. They're going to help guide you and they're going to, you know, surround yourself with positive people who just get it. And I love how you focus on tailoring your fitness and your movement around community, because I think that's really powerful because you have people that are going through the same things or have been through the same things, all different stages, but they're all on that same path to, you know, wellness and presence and showing their true self. And I think when people are getting into this kind of stuff and you say, you know, I'm just living my true life, my true self. And you're like, I don't know who the hell my true self is.
Yeah.
And simply, it's just literally what I think it is doing and being and saying and acting whatever is the most fun, what brings you the most joy, because that's your true self, that true deep part in you. That's your natural being, is you fun, joy, abundance, laughter, love. Like those are all you. That's your true self. So wherever you can find those little moments, big, small, whatever, of joy, that's you. That's your true self. And the gratitude thing ties into that, is when you have those moments of joy, being present enough to realize that they're there. Because if you're stuck in this perpetual state of stress, of worry, of anxiety, or just going, 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 you don't realize these little miracles all around you, all day, every day. And a big test, I think, I find this with a lot of women, is like when you compliment somebody, how they react. And
oh, that's so true.
My go-to used to be like, oh, thank you. Oh, it's not like my shirt's really not that great, or here's where you can get it, or like, nah, I don't really agree. But now I just really, I say thank you, and I really try to embody that feeling of just like, yes, thank you. And there's this great movie directed by Heather Graham, which is called, I think it's called Little Magic. I'll link it in the notes. And they talk about this concept, is when you get a compliment, really owning that. So their big thing is saying, thank you, I know. And so I don't necessarily say the I know part out loud.
Right.
But I feel it. So you know, you really embody that feeling. And I think that really can tell you where you are on that gratitude, true self spectrum.
That's
how
so
you take
true.
A compliment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, I did the same thing. And it's also about the community you surround yourself with. If you're around a group of women that are, you know, talking down on themselves, or if you're in a toxic relationship that is not giving you that loving appreciation, like that's a huge component too. That's going to, I mean, influence your self-worth. So yes, being grateful for those compliments is a huge thing for me now too. And being okay with I do look good today. Good job, Hannah. Like you put on some girl clothes today, and just appreciating those people, because again, giving a compliment too takes a lot of vulnerability and confidence. I know when I compliment anyone, it's like that's out of a place of love. Like I want to show like you know, I appreciate you kind of thing. So by shutting them down, it's kind of a slap in the face to them too. So that's something to think about with that too.
And these things are all tied together. Like, we're talking about compliments right now and like toxic relationships, but that ties into your wellness. That's holistic mm-hmm. wellness, is every single thing in your life, in your experience, internal, external, all goes into how you feel and how your body is going to react and tell you things. And based on how your body is telling you things is kind of how you need to tune in and adjust. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a perfect way to kind of wrap everything up. Do you have anything else you would like to add? How people can find you?
Yes. Well, so I am in the shift of changing my brand soon. So it'll be a little confusing these next couple of months. But for right now, I have a blog, a website. It's holistichannah.com. I also have an Instagram. I'm pretty active on Instagram. So it's just holistic_Hannah. I love posting my food pictures, workout motivation. So if you're curious about that. And then I'm going through a health coaching program, the same one as Lauren. So eventually I will be taking on clients 2018. So it's very exciting. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll be keeping everyone updated with that. And pretty soon we'll be able to work together on our functional fitness and intuitive eating. And I'll be releasing lots of guides for you guys. So I'm super excited. But other than that, that's all I have to say. And just, again, love yourself, be patient. That's it.
I agree. Just the patient thing. That, I mean, that's love. Being yes. patient with yourself, and we're human. It's not gonna, you didn't get here overnight, and it's not gonna change overnight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on, Hannah. I know this will help a lot of people, and I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot from her in the future. And I will link all of her info in the show notes. Make sure to follow her. I drool over all of her food as a foodie myself, and I get a lot of inspiration to keep moving my body too. So thank you, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way. Hey guys, like what you heard today and want to hear more and don't want to wait until the next podcast comes out? Head over to laurenchalantani.com/freebie-download to sign up for my free monthly meditation series, Let's Meditate. Now, I only email about twice a month, and one of those always includes a free meditation, which means each of those emails is packed with juicy info, like latest news on the Witchy Wellness Radio, my new blog post, and of course, the free monthly meditation series, Let's Meditate. And lastly, exclusive openings for email list subscribers only to work with me. So head on over to laurenchalantani.com/freebie-download for this month's feature freebie meditation, which means you can download this month's meditation instantly and not have to wait for the next month to be sent out. Instant download means instant healing. Thanks, and I hope you guys enjoy.